In this bulletin, Australia's supply of face masks and flu vaccine doses boosted. Growing concern for the safety of Asian Australians as coronavirus sparks racially fueled attacks. And in sport, Cricket Australia's 20% staff pay cut comes as a shock. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bethany Smolenik. The federal government says Australia is in a stronger position to respond to the coronavirus pandemic now additional face masks and flu vaccine stock has been secured. 58 million protective face masks have arrived in Australia and are being distributed to health workers. An extra 3 million doses of flu vaccine have also been secured, bringing the total supply to 16.5 million. National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, George Tambasis, says the extra flu vaccine doses could not have come at a better time.
There's been an extremely high demand from our patients, certainly coming to community pharmacy wanting the flu shot. So we know last year community pharmacies and pharmacists working in our pharmacies vaccinated 2 million Australians. And we think it's not a long shot to think that we would get up to 3 million people vaccinated through our pharmacies this year.
There is growing fear for the safety of Asian Australians after a series of racial attacks sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic. Most recently, two female students living in Melbourne were attacked and told to go back to China, with the incident being investigated by police. Former Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Sutphamasan is appalled by the attack and the rise of racially fueled abuse and assaults occurring across the country. He is calling for the government to take more significant action to protect the Asian Australian community.
The coronavirus should give no excuse for people to vent racial hostility at others. There's got to be some sustained responses from government. There's been no renewal of anti-racism efforts in the form of a national strategy or campaign since 2015.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he fully supports a call for a global review into the spread of coronavirus. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says such a review would need to, in particular, examine how the virus originated in China after US officials said they were looking into the possibility that it spread from a Chinese laboratory rather than a market. Minister Hunt says it is important lessons are learned from the response to the pandemic.
We do know there was very considerable criticism when we imposed on the 1st of February the China ban from some of the officials in the WHO in Geneva. The regional body has done well in terms of polio, measles, malaria, but what we saw from some officials in Geneva we think was a response which didn't help the world. We've done well because we made our own decisions as a country.
A second person has died from coronavirus at a nursing home in Sydney, where a quarter of all residents and over 10 staff members have been infected. Anglicare this morning confirmed a 94-year-old man had died at its Newmarch house, taking the toll for New South Wales to 30 people. New South Wales's Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, says despite extensive intervention measures, there are now 26 residents and 13 staff from the facility infected with COVID-19.
It is very challenging in an aged care setting. As you can imagine, many of the residents of the aged care facility are elderly and have a lot of underlying health conditions. And so whilst we will provide the provision of the highest quality of care, we know in this setting that there can be death can be a consequence.
The outbreak occurred at the facility after a staff member came to work without realising she was infected with coronavirus, as she had very mild symptoms. Turning to sport, in cricket, former Test captain Mark Taylor believes pay cuts for Australian players are inevitable as the sport navigates financial uncertainty caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Cricket Australia Chief Executive Kevin Roberts has stood down the vast majority of his staff on 20% pay. The AFL, NRL and other sporting codes have announced similar pay cut measures. CA's decision, however, did come as a shock to many staff members as the 2019-20 cricket season was not impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloudy, 23, an early shower or two in Adelaide, 21, early rain then showers for Melbourne, 19, a shower or two in Hobart, 18 degrees, Canberra, cloudy, 15 degrees, much the same in Wollongong, 21, also cloudy in Sydney 22, Newcastle partly cloudy 24, sunny for Brisbane 27, Cairns mostly sunny 32, and Darwin sunny in 34. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. I'm Bethan Smolenik, this is SBS News.